This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 181. We're continuing the Spider-Man franchise watch-through. Now we're up to Spider-Man 3 from 2007. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is...
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, how long has it been since you've seen Spider-Man 3?
You know what's weird? I have no idea the last time I watched this, but I feel like I've seen this one the most amount of time for some reason. I don't know if it came on TV the most. I think it did. I know it made the most money. So maybe it was like they thought it was the most popular, but I don't know when the last time I saw it was, but every time I see it, I feel like I just watched it not that long ago. Like I remember every single part. So I don't know. I would say maybe 4 or 5 years since I seen it.
For me, I saw it last year. Like I said, I still have to watch through. So this was like a review watch, like I keep saying. So for me, I just can't wait to sit down and actually talk about this and break it down. So yeah, with that said, let's check out what the critics and audience have to say about Spider-Man 3 from 2007. Neat.
Well, compared to the first two, this one, we'll call it a downer compared to the last two. If you remember, Spider-Man 1 and 2 both were over 90% critic score. This one comes in at a still fresh, technically, 63%. So it's not rotten as far as the critics' reviews, but it's nowhere near the first two. And audience-wise, it is also way less than the first two. This one only has a 51% audience score. So split down the middle, it seems like slightly over. More people like it, but not very good compared to the Spider-Man 1 and 2.
You know, I mean, well, we kind of knew, right? I mean, it's not surprising. I mean, this is the third of a franchise. It's kind of rare when the third is really good, too. When you get 1, 2, 3. Barnes is the only one so far that we reviewed on the channel that all five of them were good, to be honest with you. So, yeah, that's pretty interesting. All right, so let's get right into it. Lead character, Tobey Maguire, back again as Spider-Man.
This is hands down my least favorite interpretation of this character. There's no way around it. There's no way around it. He is, I think in the beginning, he's okay. You know, like the stuff with MJ's pretty good. He goes to see the play. You know, they're going on strong. But now he is like a... Well, I'll save that for... There's so much stuff I don't like about this movie. But I don't know. He's kind of like bratty in this movie compared to the first two. When he gets the black suit, you know, and they're talking about Dr. Connors is telling him about the symbiote. And he figures out like it brings out your worst, you know, like personality traits or whatever. And so he becomes this like really just the emo Peter stuff is horrible. Is it kind of funny? Maybe. But it's also horrible. It's not good. And it's just a weird turn for the character. Like, I'd be okay. I do like the part when he's pissed off when the cop, you know, tells him that Uncle Ben was shot by someone else. I like that scene. I'm okay with him being upset, you know, kind of wanting revenge, a little dark. But that version of Peter's not dark. He's goofy. And they made him do his hair like this and wear eyeliner. And it's not like, it's not dark and edgy. It comes off as really like just lame. So I do not like this portrayal of him as Spider-Man. He's okay in the beginning, and I do like him at the end when he goes to Harry and he's like, I need your help, blah, blah, blah. Like, I like that. I gave him a 3. This is not a good showing for him, honestly. I didn't like it.
Yeah, I mean, I gave him a 3, too. I didn't like him at all. This one was such a letdown, step back character. But, I mean, I really don't know how much influence was the studio in this movie. Because it kind of felt weird. It didn't feel like a Sam Raimi movie at all, like the first two. It felt very jumbled. A lot of characters were added into this movie. A lot of storyline. A lot of subplots and a lot of plot lines. I mean, origins for like two villains in this movie. Didn't like it. I didn't like it. I thought it was stupid. And I hated him in the black suit. I thought that was a waste of time for me. He's so dumb. He's just such annoying. He was annoying in this one.
He was annoying. That's
him. I'm going to be honest, too. And I keep saying it. Mary Jane was annoying in this one even worse. She went Harry. Yeah. She went with
him. Saving my Mary Jane rant for later. But I agree with you 100%. No, you're fine. I'm glad you said it.
Yeah. Nah, she was annoying. I was like, yo, how many times she banging the same dudes? Like, she went back and forth. I was like, yo, this is crazy. She went to Harry.
Go back to Flash at this point. Go back to Flash. Call him up. See what he's
like, doing. It was just weird, dude. I didn't like it. It was just like, first, they were going to get married. Then she went out with Harry. Then she went back with him towards the end. And I was just like, I don't get the writing in this. Like, didn't work for me. It didn't work for me. I mean, I gave him a 3. He's still solid as Peter Parker and Superman. I mean, Spider-Man.
Mostly. Just did not.
Yeah, most, yeah, but other than that, this
the middle,
was like a fail.
He's horrible in the middle.
Yeah.
Like, very beginning garbage. And end is okay.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. All right, main villain, Sandman, Green Goblin, and Venom. Yeah.
Everybody's a villain in this movie. J. Jonah Jameson, the freaking Sandman, everybody. Mary Even Jane Mary is Jane. A villain to me. Yeah. So, okay. I'm going to give you my score and then I'm going to explain why. I gave the villains a 3. Now, here's how this shakes out. I actually give Harry like a 4.5 or 5. If it was just him as the villain, you built it up in the last. Okay. He saw Spider-Man bring his dad home. Then in the second movie, he's thinking about it, but he's still friends with, you know, I love how it ended. Remember, he finds the stuff. I said, oh, they're building up to it. Now you have the third movie where you have already established this, they're best friends. What is better than best friends turn enemies as far as like, you know, a storyline? So what do? In the first freaking 15 minutes of this movie, they're fighting each other already. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what a wasted opportunity, because I actually like James Franco in this movie the best out of everybody. I don't know why. He is a little hammy, but I do think he was funny. I thought when he was pissed off, I was like, okay, I liked it. When he gets bumped on the head and he's friends with everybody again, I liked it. Like, I thought he was the best. So I liked him. And if he was the only villain, I thought it could have been really good. Sure, it's like a similar, but he had this, instead of the, you know, the board, he had like a surfboard or a skateboard, like a ice, what's that thing called? Yeah. Snowboard. He changed the gadgets a little bit. He had a little bit different mask. I liked it. Then we get Sandman. 2. I give him a 2. I don't like him. Like, he seems like he was just put in here because he was in the comic books and like Sam Raimi thought he was cool in the comic books. So he put him in his movie. I honestly always thought he was just here because of that one scene where they, you know, where he comes back to life out of sand. I remember seeing it at the theater and it was like, at the time, it was really impressive as far as visually. But I'm like, other than that, what does he do? Like, this is, first of all, they just had to make up a plot line where he's the one who shot Uncle Ben when it seems tacked on and fake. It seems like it's not even real. You know what I mean? Then he's just some like criminal with a sick daughter. Like, he has no relation to Peter the way the first two villains did. And on top of that, he's not like a scientist. He's not a genius who goes... He was like a bad guy who accidentally fell in this machine and all of a sudden is sand. Hated it. It's just pointless. And then Venom. Listen, I give a 1. Topher Grace. Who thought to cast Topher Grace as Eddie Brock was one of the biggest mistakes, first of all. Eddie Brock is portrayed as this like loser. You know, he thinks he's dating Gwen Stacy and then you find out they went on one date for coffee. He, you know, he's doing freaking Photoshop photos. Then when he is Venom, he tells Peter Parker, I forget the line, but he's like, you embarrassed me. You really, you know, you shamed me in front. I'm like, oh my God, what? Get out of here. This is the worst motivation for a villain that there's ever been. Venom looks, he's too small. First of all, he's like too skinny. And every time he talks, the Venom mask opens. I hate it. Like, just let him be Venom. Why did I have to see Topher Grace with the sharp teeth? I hated it. Harry brings the score up to a 3 because this would have been a 2 or a 1.5 if it was just Sandman and Venom. I'm not even lying. I don't like them. And it's sad because the first two movies had great villains. Great. And this one had potential for another one and they blew it by adding all these other... And then Mary Jane gets a 0. Can't stand
Mary Jane get a 0. Let me see how I'm going to do this. I gave it a 4.
Okay.
Okay. I agree with you. I like Harry a lot. Harry was my man. When he eats that cake... He's like, I know who you are, bitch cakes.
The pie?
Yeah.
So good.
So good, right? He's eating it, right? I like that. Then, I did like Sandman, though. They brought a little humanity to him. I like the daughter aspect, that he was doing everything for his daughter. I like that.
Sure.
But I hated the Uncle Ben crap. I ain't like that. That I didn't like. I was like, this is crap. Like, it didn't work. But I kind of like the Sandman story. I was like, you know what? It's very plausible, you know?
Sure.
Daughter's sick. Fair. Gotta get some money in the bank. Runs into a scientific...
one weird green sweater with stripes.
Yeah.
He comes home and picks it up and stares at it like this. Just put it on. What are you doing?
He went to the Gap and got it.
Yeah.
That's a Gap
He had
shirt.
To make sure it looked like the comic books. That's what they were doing. They're like, look, the same one.
Yeah, so like that was horrible. Venom was a piece of shit. I'm gonna be honest. Venom was a piece of shit. Even rewatching, I was like, I hated the character. I was like, he was garbage. Like, his whole interaction with Peter Parker was so stupid. It was like two little kids, right? He was like, I'm gonna get a picture of Spider-Man. Oh, no, you're not. Because I'm going to get a picture of Spider-Man, right? That was so stupid. And when he was emo Peter, he framed him. I didn't like it at all. I just felt like it was just so like Nickelodeon when he got on screen, right? It went from like adult movie and then it just dropped the level like IQ.
Elementary school kids.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, hey, Parker, I got myself a desk. What do you think about
that? I'm taller. No, I'm taller.
Yeah.
No, look, I'm taller.
It's so bad.
Like, oh, my God. Papa, but please.
I like I said, if I had to choose between the three, I thought Sandman and Green Goblin had the best. Like, I enjoyed those storylines. Venom was whack. Like, the damn thing landed from outer space onto miraculously where he was at with Mary Jane on top of a web. And then it went inside his bike. Then he went home sleeping.
And it lived in his house for like 2 weeks or something like that. Just lived under his bed.
And then he went sleeping and all of a sudden stuff to crawl on him. And he went, ooh, what is this?
And he had a bad dream and it took him over.
Yeah, it was so stupid. It was I didn't like it. To me, I didn't like the Venom. I didn't think it was good. I gave it a 4 for Sandman and Green Goblin. I thought they worked very well in this movie. All right, action scenes.
Okay, this is the strength of this movie. This is an action podcast. This one has the most action out of all the three movies. Now, it is the longest, so maybe that helps. But this does have a number of... I like the first fight where Peter's just in his regular street clothes, the fight with Harry.
Yeah.
I do think they blew it by doing it so early in the movie, but that doesn't make it not a fun scene. It's a fun scene. I really like the part where he's swinging like around the thing and he's throwing the little balls, the little pew, pew,
pew, pew. Like, he's like, oh, crap.
I like the visuals. Yeah. I like the visuals. I think Sam Raimi did some cool stuff with that scene. By modern standards, it definitely, the CGI isn't amazing. Like, they look a little rubbery sometimes. But overall, I like the way it's shot. Then you have the Sandman fight, like, in the subway. That was pretty cool. You have the first Sandman fight where he's, like, running from the cops and they're in the back of the armored truck. That was pretty cool. You have the big finale fight, you know, like, on the construction site. I thought the action scenes were good, actually. Not good enough for a 5. Nothing that great, but I did give it a 4.5 because I do feel it was the best of the three in the action department. But so I know I gave the last one a 4, so I had to give a little higher. Yeah, it was fun. I don't really have any major problems with the action other than it looks a little not great at times. Some of the scenes look kind of cheesy by now. Even like 2, I feel like had some better CGI than 3, which is weird.
Well, I give it a 4. I wasn't too crazy. I just felt like the action scenes were redundant. I guess that's if I don't know if that's a good way to put it. You're right. It was a longer movie, but I just felt like certain spots, it was just to throw action because there was like a lot of villains in the movie. And for me, it was just like so much like, well, first, it was so much storyline, so much going on. Then it was the whole him stopping him and then you see the ring floating and then he grabs it. Then the ring is dropping. He's trying to grab that. And I was just like, oh, my God. Like, all right, here we go.
That thing was falling forever, by the way.
Yo, that shit was I mean, this forever. Thing was going and he's doing this and then he's swinging back and forth. And I was like, to the point that I was like certain times going, OK, when is this going to end? Like, this is too much swinging for like, you know.
It has way too much swinging.
No, well, I don't mean it like that. I just felt like that one scene, it was just like Harry's throwing pumpkin bombs at him. He's trying to get away with it. His ring is falling at the same time. Then he was like, he hits his head. He takes him to the hospital. He forgets. Then Sandman comes along. Then he starts to fight Sandman. Then he gets the black suit. Then the black suit because he's so angry because he killed Uncle Ben. Then I got to go attack him too. And there was just so much going on. And I'm like, and then the ending towards the end, I felt like it was my man Emo Temp is back when he becomes Sandman was mad big.
I hate that.
That is so horrible.
How does he ever form back into a normal size man if he's that big?
Yeah, dude, let me just tell you. That scene... Fly. I understand why you gave it what you gave it. That ending scene was so much CGI. And I know a lot of people are going to be like, what are you saying? And I'm like, listen, the scenes where Harry is flying his glider look so bad. It looked bad, bro. Like, even he was like, hey, guys, can I get a little help here? Can I get a little help?
And I hate that line.
Oh,
yeah. The one-liners at the end are just, they hurt my ears.
And then they hated each other for so long. He was like, we got to do what we did in high school, the double back, put a button, did it. And he was like, oh, okay. And they were like, Spider-Man. And it was just so bad, bro. Like, honestly, I couldn't. And then when Venom got into the fight, it didn't work. Because
Venom's
the
worst. He's such a chump. He's useless, though. He didn't do anything. He gets beat so easy.
Yeah, it was bad. It's supposed to be like 4.
It's Spider-Man's arch, you know, nemesis that he can't just beat. And they beat him so easy.
I give it.
Because there's Topher Grace in there.
I gave it 4, man. I couldn't back it, bro. I mean, I know you did. I understand it was a lot of action, but I couldn't.
I had fun with it.
I think Spider-Man 2 and 1 had more better action, and those had less action than this movie. That train scene between Doc Ock and Spider-Man is way better than half the shit we saw here.
That one scene is better than anything in this movie, but I think this one had more. I had more fun with the scenes. Mm. I agree, the CGI is not great. Now, in 2007, I remember I didn't watch it then and was like, this looks bad, because it didn't look bad at the time. It's hindsight, so I try to take that out of it. I don't disagree with you,
though. No, I don't mean the CGI was bad. I just think the sequences were not as memorable. Like, for me to go, okay, this is the Sandman fighting him in the train, in the bottom of the train with the money. I can say that's like, to me, that was cool. But everyone's going to remember the end with that whole block of sand versus all of them.
So, that's my one of my least favorite action scenes. But sure, it's the last one. So I can see, you know, it's the finale. The finale of Spider-Man 2 is not great either. It's them in the warehouse. They fight for 2 seconds and then he goes in the water. So it's like, wow. But the train scene is great. Yeah.
I gave it 4. You give me your score 5.
4
storyline. I 4.5. Sorry. 4.5. Four. Storyline. Your storyline.
Okay. 2.5. 2.5. 2. And I'm being honest. That's generous. That's me being generous, because good God. Okay. Here's what I like in this movie. I like the Harry. I like Harry. I like almost everything that he does. Okay, I like when he forgets who he is and then he's friends again. I like when he's bad at the beginning. I like when he makes Mary Jane, when he remembers that he's bad and he makes Mary Jane break up with her and she's walking away. He's like, good girl. I'm like, oh my God, he's so slimy. I love the pie scene. Yeah, he's like, I'm the other man. He's talking to him. He's like, I don't believe you. He's like, well, doesn't matter if you believe me or not, because I'm the other man. I love that. I love his manservant that he always calls Bernard. That guy's hilarious. So I like Harry. That's a good storyline. I like the beginning. That's it. For everything they did right with Mary Jane and Peter in Spider-Man 2, they completely undo it in this movie. She is insufferable to me in this film. And I'm like, I'm a man. I'm not a woman. So, you know, I look at it from a man's perspective because that's what I am. But the scene where she comes to visit him and she's like mad because she got a bad review. And he's like, hey, you know, he's trying to relate to her by saying, hey, that happens to me. Like, I'm Spider-Man. She's like, this isn't about you. This is about me and my career. And he's like, well, you know, I'm just trying to. And I'm like, oh my God, just, you know what? Shoot a web on her mouth and make her shut up, because I don't want to hear her anymore. Then they want to get in fights. Then she wants to forgive him. Then she wants to come visit him when he's all sad about Uncle Ben. All of a sudden she wants to show up and be like, I want to be here for you. I care for you. It's like, you just yelled at him for nonsense. You know, he tried to relate to you and you were like, didn't want to hear it. So she's horrible in this. I don't know why they wrote her this way. The breakup scene never makes sense to me, because Harry is so far away. She can literally say, pretend like I'm breaking up with you. Harry is making me do this. I don't really want. But instead, she actually just does it. I'm like, why?
She had an earpiece so he could hear.
There's no earpiece. There was no earpiece.
I know there was none, but I'm just saying, I don't know. Unless he does have super hearing because remember when Green Goblin, the blood dropped in the room?
Yeah, it makes him physically stronger. But so I don't know if he makes him be able to hear them. They were talking soft on a bridge kind of fall.
No, I know.
My point is that, you know, they wrote it just straightforward, when in my head, all I could think of is just say Harry's doing it. Make it look like you're really breaking up. But no, she just went along with it.
No.
So stupid. And I hate Peter's. No, he's not faultless in this. He's dumb too. You know, he goes to this big ceremony where he gets the key to the city, and then he's going to come in upside down and he lets the girl kiss him on the lips. I'm like, no, that's not a smart move when your girl's right over there and you know she's there. So that's pretty stupid, but he acts so oblivious to it. So he's dumb. She's dumb. They're annoying. I hate it. too much villains, mixed, but Harry is strong for me. I don't know why. I liked him even more this time than I used to. So two and a half, and that's very generous. Very. Well,
I'm going to be very generous here.
Let him have it.
Generous Al is back. Okay. Oh. Storyline. Generous Al is back. I'm giving this a half a point because.
I give it like a 3 or something. Half a point.
Half a point.
Explain.
Is garbage. Like, the storyline was 8,000 storylines in one. You did not, I mean, you knew where you were going, but there was just so much useless scenes and plot lines and just wasting my goddamn time sitting down watching this damn movie. The whole Mary Jane was so garbage. Harry was the saving grace. Sandman didn't need to be in this movie, but they did it, and he was okay. He was fine. Venom was a piece of shit from the minute they showed Eddie Brock get on screen. He was a piece of crap. I was like, he is not funny. He had no charm. He was not physically built as Eddie Brock. Like, everyone knows him. He was a little bit, muscular.
He was Eric Foreman, man.
Yeah.
From that 70s show. Come on.
I wasn't feeling it. A lot of storylines was just not good for me, man. The marriage, the wedding, that was weird. I don't know. That whole thing was weird. Even Jonah Jameson guy, he was weird in some parts too. And then the Gwen Stacy moment when he takes her to the bar, he's like, it's a jazz.
Oh my God. Don't even get me started.
Let me hit you with my jazz hands.
Be cool. Ooh. Gotta be cool.
Yeah.
Oh, boom, Lord. Boom, boom, horrible. Boom,
boom, boom. Yeah.
All of a sudden he knows how to play piano. That suit makes him learn how to play instruments.
And then she goes, you took me here because your old girlfriend's here.
That was for her? That was for her?
And then he stood and he looked at it. And I was like, oh, this is so whack. And then he hit Mary Jane by mistake. And he was like, no. Yeah. And I was like, this is whack.
Yeah, he hit her by
and
mistake.
Then he walked and he went, and then a little bit of mm-mm. And then a little mm-mm. bit horrible. Of yeah, dude, I'm sorry. That dropped so much points in my score, and I had to give it a half a point. He's lucky I didn't even give it a 0.5. That's half of that. Like, even
a 0.25?
0.25, bro. I could have even took it even lower than that, to the milliseconds. But yeah, no, this is not good, man. This is not a good movie. All right, wow. Here we go. I gave a half.
That's the lowest score anything has ever gotten in any podcast we ever did. Nothing's ever gotten just half a point. That's the first.
Yeah, that's bad. Okay.
I mean, I gave Assassins all ones, but
this is a new low. Yeah, this 0. Is very 5. Low. Yeah, this is it. Okay, overall.
I respect it. Okay, now, with all that said, I do file this under watchable crap. I do. It's not good. I disagree with nothing you've said so far. Nothing. Not a single thing. And yet, I can sit through this movie fairly easily. Like, I never, got to turn it off. I roll my eyes. I'll be like, wow, this is pretty stupid. But then I keep watching. I like Harry. Bryce Dallas Howard is gorgeous as Gwen Stacy. Now, totally ruined that character, but she's hot in this movie. I don't even care. Bryce Dallas Howard, great casting choice. Love her. So she's cool. I like seeing her. Again, I do like the first, 30 minutes of the movie. It's no problem. The emo Peter is so horrible. Yeah, there's a couple of, lines that he says that are okay. I think James Franco, again, I think he has all the best lines in this movie. For me, but it's watchable crap. This is, your Mummy 2 for you. This is that for me, I don't think it's good. I don't think it's good. I think it has good elements and a lot of bad ones. I gave it a 3 overall. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's an abomination of film. There's entertainment value. It's just it's a lot of missed opportunities. It's too much going on. It's pretty hammy. I do find it moderately entertaining. So yeah, I gave it a 3.
Look, after that half a point, overall, I agree with you. This is underwatchable crap. I enjoyed it because it's a piece of shit. I was just like, you know what? it's just one of those movies that you literally do not need to turn your brain on. You just be like, I could play this in the background doing laundry. I could wash the dishes. I could do whatever the hell. But I don't need to, this movie is not good. You just already know this movie is Aliens Requiem. Aliens versus Predator.
Oh, God, yeah.
Requiem. Watchable crap, right? Like, it's just bad. It's just bad. Look, honestly, you're right. Bryce Dallas Howard, oof, hubba.
Gorgeous.
Hubba.
I mean,
yeah, she's hot.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, she was hot.
I mean, I still like her now, but she was really in her prime then.
Yeah. No. Yeah, it was good. Everything in the movie, like I said, fell very well. I just think a lot of interference by the studio destroyed this movie just to get Venom in this movie. You could tell they added Venom once you start watching the movie. They squeezed his ass in here. So, all right, total points.
That comes out to a 16 out of a 25 for me. Definitely the lowest of the Spider-Man movies. And I think this movie seems worse because the first two are so good. You know what I mean? Like, It's such a steep drop off. If at least like one or two was just pretty good, this wouldn't seem as bad. But the fact that they're great, especially like the second one is really great, and then this is such a steep decline, it makes it worse. But yeah, it's a 16 out of 25.
I give it a 14 and a half. Again, it's not...
Shout out to that half two, point.
It's not that bad. It's really not that bad. If you really think about it, I mean, it's watchable crap, pretty much. It just goes up there.
It's crap.
That's all it is. Yeah, but... All right, Nate, what is coming up next on the podcast?
All right, so next week we are cruising with Tom. You already know we're in the car and we're cruising with Tom. And the next movie is going to be a sci-fi pretty much like a disaster movie almost, War of the Worlds. And then, of course, next week we are now, I like that we're doing all the Spider-Mans because now we're getting a different flavor. We're getting a little bit of different flavor. We're going to The Amazing Spider-Man starring Andrew Garfield and a properly done Gwen Stacy, Emma Stone. So we'll see how that holds up. I haven't seen that in a long time. It's been a long time since I watched it. So I'm actually looking forward to rewatching that one. So we'll see how that goes. So that's going to be our next two, War of the Worlds, and then next week, The Amazing Spider-Man.
There you have it, folks. If you guys want to follow us in a social media account, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, just head over to youtube.com/geeksandflicks for the video version of the podcast, or head over to our official website at www.geeksandflicks.com for all your podcast needs, from audio to video. We have merchandise for action movie guys, and of course, Geeks and Flicks. Also, all the cash goes back into the show. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from NateFlix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.